Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 6B, EHR Functional Model Standards. The EHR generally refers to just the storage of the data and maybe a few related functions associated with collecting and presenting the data. The EHR system expands to include all functions related to the EHR. These functions will be such things as billing and claim support, decision support, various reporting functions, queries, etc. These functionalities provide the value behind an EHR. It is not the EHR by itself that provides the value, it is really the EHR-S. Many people seem to think of the EHR/EHR-S as the end of the journey, the destination of the roadmap. The new thinking recognizes the EHR-S as the beginning of the journey. Given an EHR-S that supports a rich set of functions, what can be accomplished and the contributions to health and healthcare are huge. The IOM Committee on Data Standards for Patient Study were just finishing its work when the Secretary of HHS, Michael Levitt, requested the committee to take a couple of extra days to define an initial set of functions that would be required as part of an EHR-S to provide value. The committee did so and issued its finding in the form of a letter report. At the same time, the Secretary requested HL7 engage in a broader community to take a more detailed look at the requirements and create a standard that could be used to ensure EHR-S were adequate for the job. This request generated considerable interest among the medical community, and a number of town meetings were held to discuss the topic. With the request, there was the request for an accelerated effort to enable vendors to begin to move their products to meet the proposed requirements. A broad work group of stakeholders, including providers, vendors, payers, consultants, academians, and others, met at an HL7 to create the standard. In order to meet the acceleration request, HL7 created a draft standard for trial use that was published within 1 year. That standard evolved into a normative standard and was approved by ANSI in 2007. Work continues on this standard, and release 2 of the standard has been published. This standard was also recently approved as an ISO standard. It might be an interesting exercise to sit down and list all the things you can think of about what an EHR should be able to do. That also might be an interesting contrast to what you think systems currently available can do. This gap between what is needed and what is available has led to a certification process that will be discussed in the next unit. Our list must include all of what might be required in a various unit or department. Medical unit, service unit, different sites, emergency rooms, intensive care, hospital, clinic, nursing home, surgery suites, group practices, and solo practitioners. Also differences in cardiology, primary care, oncology, anesthesiology, etc. Clinical decision support is maintained as a separate section. The goal of determining an appropriate level for functional granularity currently presents functions that can be easily selected and not so abstract that many additional functions would have to be defined to cover the topic. Exactly what should be included in a functional module standard is an interesting challenge. It should not depend on a particular technology, since technologies change rapidly. It should not depend on a specific implementation because of all of the many variables in the implementation process. It also needs to be vendor neutral, not include functions that favor one vendor over another. It does not define an EHR, and it does not imply conformance to any EHR specification. The function can and will be satisfied through a number of different processes. The functions do not require a specific architecture of even content, all there is a relationship. Obviously, content is necessary to meet the needs of such functions as a problem list. The standard is divided into 3 sections: direct care, support, information infrastructure. What these sections mean will be covered through the next series of slides. The current standard purposely does not include every functionality anyone can conceive. It does not include the functions necessary for meaningful use and matches to some extent what one would expect the vendor communities to support. Over time, the list of functionality will continue to go through experience, new directions, new requirements, and new functionalities. The current standard includes 240 individual functions defined across 13 subsections. This slide shows the 3 sections and key subsections. Each will be discussed in detail. Note that clinical decision support fits into direct care, but also provides support functionality. Functions employed in the provision of care to individual patients. Direct care functions are the subset of functions that enable delivery of health care or offer clinical decision support. Direct care is divided into three subsections: care management, the patient and nursing care activities that are part of delivery of patient care. The second subsection is clinical decision support. This area is part of the requirement for meaningful use. The function of decision support included in this section directly involve patient care. The last section is more general and covers operational and administrative functions engaged in direct patient care. Direct care includes the day-to-day direct delivery of care to patients in various settings, including inpatient, outpatient, primary and secondary care, nursing homes, etc. The example includes both a direct care intervention as well as two decision support interventions, vaccination protocol, and an alert. The function also identifies the actors of the functionalities. The example could include an encounter and the data developed with the encounter, such as a problem list, dealing with medications, including lab results. These are the functions that support the delivery and optimization of care, but generally do not impact the direct care of an individual patient. These functions assist with the administrative and financial processes. Supportive functions include a close tie with direct patient care, labeled as clinical support. The data components include measurement, analysis, research, and reports. The third component is administrative and financial. The example is a child being scheduled for an appointment. The functionality includes a personalization of the encounter and looks beyond the reason for visit. Immunization status is checked and external reports are made as required. Functions that define the heuristics of a system necessary for reliable, secure, and interoperable computing. These functions are not involved in the provision of health care, but are necessary to ensure that the EHR system provides safeguard for patient safety, privacy, and information security, as well as operational efficiencies and minimal standards for interoperability. Functions may be provided by the EHR system itself, by the supporting infrastructure, or a combination of both. Information infrastructure is broken down into seven components: security, health record information and management, registry and directory services, terminologies, and we have discussed this topic in another unit, standards-based interoperability, also previously discussed, business rules management, and finally, workflow management. This slide gives one example of a function of this section, security. Clearly, an understanding of what functions that an EHR-S should be capable of performing is very important. Such a set of functions would be important in understanding where you want to start in your own setting. You might start with a limited number of functions, but enough to deliver value and justify the implementation of an EHR system. Then, as that implementation becomes functional, add additional functionalities, ultimately leading to a full-fledged system that meets all clinic needs. Functional ID permits easy reference to specific functions and defining profiles, relationship to other functions, etc. Function type supports the hierarchical relationship among the functions, unraveling the granularity. Function name, short name for the function. An example is manage the medication list. Statement is a brief statement of the purpose of this function. An example is create and maintain patient-specific medication lists. Description is a detailed description of the function. Includes purpose, content, issues, background, information to help understanding the functional requirement. Conformance criteria classifies how conformance for a given functionality may be viewed and verified. The certification process has taken advantage of the HL7 EHR-S FM standard. Even if you have no intention of implicitly implementing the standard, it would be useful to obtain a copy of the functional standard as a good way to learn about EHR systems. EHR-FM also has value in selecting EHR systems. How important functions are performed might be important in selecting a particular system. If you are a vendor or work for a vendor, you might use these functions to help you in the design and development of a system. This feature has become particularly important in the meaningful use required certified EHR. Functional profiles identify a set of functionalities to enable an EHR in a specific setting, for an example, an emergency department, an intensive care setting, an extended care facility, or for dealing with a specific direct care function, such as well baby encounters or specific disease, such as diabetes. The emergency care functional profile is not only critical for the integration of emergency departments, ED, into the developing National Health Information Network, but is also needed for handling regional disasters such as Hurricane Katrina. The EHR-S functional model and the emergency care functional profile will facilitate solutions to underlying ED operational problems such as overcrowding, ambulance diversion, and shortage of services. Systems conformed into the ECFP will facilitate vital care to the over 110 million patients seen each year in U.S. emergency departments. The emergency care functional profile is not only critical for the integration of emergency departments, ED, into the developing National Health Information Network, but is also needed for handling regional disasters such as Hurricane Katrina. The EHR-S functional model and the emergency care functional profile will facilitate solutions to underlying ED operational problems such as overcrowding, ambulance diversion, and shortage of services. Systems conformed into the ECFP will facilitate vital care to the over 110 million patients seen each year in U.S. emergency departments. These are the profiles currently registered with HL7, and the list is growing rapidly. The value of registration is that the profile becomes a standard and can be used by others. Registering profiles that conform to the EHR system functional model is an important step in the widespread adoption of this standard because technically EHR systems conform to profiles rather than the model itself. The Child Health Functional Profile is already valued and being utilized in the healthcare industry. It is a key resource for the new Child Health Expert Panel within the Certification Commission for Healthcare Information Technology, CCHIT, as the panel works to define new child health certification criteria for EHR systems. Additionally, the Alliance for Pediatric Quality, which includes the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Board of Pediatrics, Child Health Corporation of America, and National Association of Children's Hospitals and Related Institutions, strongly supports the Child Health Functional Profile and views the profile as critical in advancing pediatric applications of technology. There are five major functional topics addressed in the Child Health Functional Profile that are essential for an EHR system used to care for children, including immunization management, growth tracking, medication dosing, data norms, and privacy. In this unit, we have learned about a standard that defines the superset of functional requirements for an EHR-S. We also learned how this superset can be tailored to fit any site or circumstance, including your local setting. Just reading this set of functions is very educational on what can be accomplished in the use of HIT.